Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with Brian Posey to discuss some of the issues around Linux backup. Brian's a freelance writer focusing on IT, and he previously served as the CIO for a national healthcare company, network administrator for the Department of Defense at Fort Knox, and for some of the largest insurance companies in the country. How's it going today, Brian?
Going well. Thank you.
All right, good. So what are some of the common pitfalls people run into when performing backups in a Linux environment?
Some of the biggest pitfalls that I tend to see have to do around compatibility when they select their backup software. For example, I've seen situations in which somebody might buy a rather elaborate tape library and there aren't any Linux drivers available. I've also seen people run into situations in which the backup application that they choose is based on agents, and they're backing up a heterogeneous environment, and for whatever reason, there aren't any agents available for some of the operating systems that they're trying to back up.
Okay, and are there specific tools in the market now that are available for Linux backups?
Oh, there are a million of them. Backup PC is one of the best-known ones. Some of the other lesser-known freebies are Time Vault, Clonezilla, Duplicity, Amanda, rsync. So there are quite a few different ones to choose from.
Okay, cool. And what about the major backup software vendors? Are they offering any Linux-compatible products nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much everybody supports Linux to at least some degree. For example, Veritas and Commvault both offer Linux solutions.
Okay, cool. And just lastly, what about deduplication? Are there products available that perform deduplication in a Linux environment?
Yes, there are. But deduplication gets performed to different degrees based on what type of software you're using. For example, with in the PC realm, a lot of times when vendors are talking about deduplication, they're talking about byte-level backups. In other words, if one byte within a file gets changed, you back up that byte rather than the entire file. What I've seen a lot in the Linux environment is deduplication on a file level. In other words, for example, backup PC. Suppose you're backing up five different servers and each of those servers have the same version of the same file, then you're only backing up that file once as opposed to once for each server.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it for me. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Brian.
No problem.
Okay, and for more information about Linux backup and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com.